first six American presidents were all members of the colonial aristocracy, either Virginians or Adamses. Andrew Jackson, however, was a poor farmer's son who lost nearly all his family in the Revolution. After the war, he moved from South Carolina to Tennessee to seek his fortune on what was then the frontier. Following an epic military career that included his famous victory over the British at New Orleans, Jackson was elected president in 1828. That election became a turning point in American history as, over the next 8 years, Jackson revolutionized the way the country was governed, transforming it from a solemn republic into a popular democracy. The strong-willed president did pretty much as he pleased while in office. For example, when he got into a tussle with National Bank Chief Nicholas Biddle, he told his vice president, "The bank, Mr. Van Buren, is trying to kill me, but I will kill it." And he did. Similarly, when South Carolina threatened to secede over high tariff rates, the president dispatched troops and forced that state to back down. Earlier presidents may have been devoted to the people, but Jackson was the first who was clearly one of them. John Quincy Adams described him as a barbarian who could barely spell his own name. And Adams was right. Jackson often made mistakes spelling his name. But the voters, most of whom made mistakes too, couldn't have cared less. For Jackson's first inauguration, thousands descended on the Capitol to witness the elevation of their hero, and many followed him back to the White House for a post-inaugural celebration. Things soon got out of hand, though. Furniture was trampled, china broken, and Jackson himself felt it necessary to escape the party through a back door. "Just think, Mama," a young girl reportedly shouted as she bounced up and down on a White House settee. "This sofa is a millionth part mine."